But now, you see, you're... We had had first kerosene and then a butane, you know, the Servel refrigeration. So we weren't desperate for refrigeration. And but your water pump and your churn, and then, of course, we changed to electric refrigeration, electric range, and then the deep freeze. And your washing machine, of course, we'd had your old gasoline-driven washing machine, that to an electric-driven washing machine, then on to your automatic washing machine, of course.
I guess those are a real boom. We don't have one. My washer is wearing out her knuckles, though, so...
You don't have a washing machine? You ought to talk to John. Now, you probably know where it is. Part of their entertainment was going to an auction somewhere there in Stillwater.
Yeah, Oliver's auction.
I don't know where. But he went down there and bought one washing machine, and it played out on him, and so he sold it and bought another. And I think he gave $5 for the first one. The one he's using now, go get down there, it's an automatic Maytag, $36.
Hmm.
And they're using it over there now.
My goodness.
Looks just exactly like this one we got out here. What'd we give this thing? $200 or $300?
Yeah.
I bet you could stir them twice and you couldn't tell listening from that. And I think you said it'd give $36 for it.
Makes you sick, doesn't it?
And them kids, they've got that house filled with furniture over there, and most of it's cheap stuff that's used.
Mm-hmm.
But it's adequate. They're getting by with it.
Mm-hmm.
He bought electric range up there at that auction and brought it home with him. I had it out there in Vet Village, and I believe it was around $40-$50 he gave for electric range.
Hmm.
Deep well cooker and everything in it.
Hmm.
You might ought to go to going out there instead of watching television some night.
Yeah, I grade papers at night. You're right, I haven't been there. I've been afraid to go because I wouldn't buy it all when I go out there.
Well, I know that's a hazard of going to an auction, but evidently he's been to enough of them. He and his wife like to go. She said the other night that they went to an auction. Her people are down Motor Road, right beside Portsmouth. And there was a table there that she wanted, but said he got to visiting to somebody and it sold for $5, and so he bought $10 worth of wrenches.
Oh dear, we used to go to the auction in Ann Arbor and pick things up that way. We got our mattress and springs there, but they had new stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
They had a set price on this, $40. So they never sold anything before 40, and they seldom sold one beyond 40, because you could go at any time and buy one for 40. 40 for the mattress, 40 for the springs. But it was a good set. What do you call it when your wife puts on her best clothes and say she's gonna do what? When she's going to do this?
Oh, she's dressing up to go to church or to...
If you want to compliment her on her dress, you say, "My, that's a..."
Oh, I don't know. Whether I ought to tell her that that dress looks good on her, or usually say that she looks good in that one.
Where does she put her coins when she gets ready to go someplace?
Oh, she carries a little purse all the time.
Mm-hmm. Does she wear one of those ornamental things on her arm?
A bracelet? No.
And something around her neck ever?
No. That's kind of unusual, but she doesn't.
How about your daughters? Did they ever go in for neck ornaments?
Oh yeah, they of course have been on bracelets, necklace, earrings, various types, you know.